Yesterday about this time, we spoke with Cam Buckner, representative for the state of Illinois, helped write the Safety Act bill, and also running to be mayor of Chicago. Here's what Steve Bertrand asked him about.
Attorneys can ask for the judges to reconsider bail or bond after January 1st, right? So it may well be that some people who are in jail today because they can't post bond will win their freedom pending trial after January 1st. Am I correct in that?
Yes, if a judge determines so nothing once again happens automatically, Steve. If a judge determines them fit, right, to be released, she or he may do so, but that has to be a determination made by the judge. And once again, the prosecutor has the ability to say this person is a threat to the community or to a person. This person is a threat of flight, and this person should not be out. I also have heard state's attorneys say that they're going to have to pull back their charges because they have not charged folks within 60 days. This law does not trigger that. That has been the law in Illinois for decades. And so when state's attorneys tell us that they're going to have to let people go when this law is effective 60 days from the date, they are telling me and us that they have been failing to petition for murder suspects to be held without bail. And they've relied solely on the money bond system to determine who stays in jail and who doesn't. That's not how their job should go.
I just want to get an opinion from everyone involved in this. We'd love to speak to a judge and state's attorneys and Kwame Raoul and the governor. I mean, it's not like we don't put out requests to speak with everyone. I'm so thankful. James Mendrick, the DuPage County Sheriff, said, yeah, I'll jump on Chicago's afternoon news and talk about it. Sheriff, can we talk about the non-detainable offenses? As you know, there are plenty of memes going around and people are unsure of what to believe.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me on your show. And that's the whole reason I jumped on as soon as you said to join your show, is that it's awareness. The law is written. It's coming. It's coming January 1st, so we have to prepare for our behaviors changes, law enforcement. So the biggest thing that, you know, there's two areas that hit us, especially me as a sheriff, the second biggest county in the state, and it's not being able to arrest on Class B and C misdemeanors. And I want to clarify, there's no real interpretation to be had here. The words are shall, issue, citation. Shall is compelling. It's not may or can. It's
sheriff,
shall.
Sheriff, you just
issue
spoke.
I think
you just spoke.
When I say citation, it's non-custodial. So that means I cannot arrest on a trespass call. So if someone's swinging in your pool, they're in your backyard, they're in the Jewel food store, they're in the church lobby, all we can do is come issue a ticket and walk away, and then all the use of force will have to be handled by either the homeowner or an agent of the business.
I was interrupting there because I think the first few phrases you used, I wasn't clear I understood them, and I don't want you to speak past the audience. So could you clarify what you meant by that?
Okay. So basically, this law says you shall issue a citation for B and C misdemeanor. So a B misdemeanor would be trespass to property, criminal damage of property, telephone harassment, internet harassment. Those types of calls are B misdemeanors. And when you say shall issue a citation, a shall is a legal word. It's more powerful than any other. It means you have to. It's not may. It's not can. You shall. And when you say issue citation, that means give them a non-custodial arrest. A citation means non-custodial. So when you say shall issue citation, I write my ticket on trespass. If I touch you to remove you after that, I violate your Fourth Amendment rights and I seize you. That's a seizure. So that means any kind of trespass. I don't care if someone's swimming in your swimming pool, sleeping in your garage, if they're not committing another simultaneous criminal act for trespass alone, we would write a citation, and then the trespass will be up to you. So if it's a homeowner, you'll have to figure out the use of force you're going to use to remove this person from your garage.
If there's someone in my garage, and I call you, and you respond, and you prepare to issue a citation, and you tell this person to get off my property, wouldn't that be disobeying law enforcement? Is that a subsequent offense?
Yeah, that's going to be pretty tough because they have it to where there's a liability to do that. Because now all I have is this B misdemeanor, and it says shall issue citation. So that would be cheating to work around it to generate an additional charge so you can arrest on something you're not supposed to. It says shall issue citation. See, it's such, and that's, the law writers that wrote this don't seem to realize what they wrote.
And that was part of the problem, right? As DuPage County Sheriff, is that one of the many issues that you really take issue with? That's what hits home for you?
Yeah, it's 700, over 700 pages of things that conflict with themselves. They want us to vet police officers in certain ways. So we do that. We try to send the forms to the state. They don't even have the vestibule or a person there to take the process for us that they created. They're not even ready for this.
Now, the president of the Illinois Association for Chiefs of Police at the time really did sit down with them and try and contribute what he thought was important. But I understand that the issue is with the language and the way it was written.
Yeah, and I have no take no offense to anything with the other police officers, but the difference between a police chief and a sheriff is I have a correctional facility and he doesn't. They probably should have included me, which I did try to include myself, but wasn't allowed in those discussions. But, you know, again, you go down to the no cash bail issue. Pretty much most of the people that come into our correctional facility, and I take all the detainees for all 36 towns in this almost 1 million person county. So with the detainees, about, you know, a great deal of them are on substance, fentanyl, heroin, alcohol. Half of those are self-medicating for mental health issues. We do full drug detox, drug recovery, psychiatric services. We do GED training, job training. We throw 60 classes a week at you. We've gotten two national awards within the last 6 weeks for being the very best in rehabilitative efforts within our correctional facility. But if they're diverted from there, we can't do it. They lose all that. Instead, we process them, release them while they're still high on substance, and that's just part of the no cash bail.
Sheriff,
there should be something written into this bill that would help everything, that would at least give me some relief, saying that if a county jail or correctional facility has the ability to do full drug detoxification and rehabilitative services, and they could be remanded for those interventions, because we're having a lot of success with helping people.
That's great with those programs, but are the people participating in those programs, are those people who have already been convicted and are sentenced to less than a year and serving time in your jail, or are those people who've been charged and are awaiting trial?
So that's the difference between a correctional facility and a penitentiary. We have pretrial. We have it until you're convicted. The day you're convicted, then you the process starts to ship you out to a penitentiary.
Well, but if you're sentenced to less than a year, you stay there, don't you?
Yes, you could. It depends on how long your trial takes. But the way we screen who goes into all these rehabilitative programs, too, is we do screen who we do look at is potentially serving less time for lesser offenses, because when we job train people particularly, we want those skills to be used out in the real world.
Illinois Rep. Cam Buckner yesterday did say on this show that, yes, there, you know, it will go into effect January 1st, but he believes there will be changes made. What is the biggest change you want to see in the Safety Act as the county sheriff for DuPage?
Well, again, those are my two main issues. I'd like to see some people be able to be remanded for treatment. You know, here's the thing. They got rid of mental health institutions almost their entirety about 30 years ago. And then we, as a sheriff's office, the correctional facilities ended up having to take that burden. And we did. And we did very well with it. If we don't, all of these people are going to revert into our hospital system.
Okay, so that's number one. You want to be able to retain them, to hold them for treatment. And what was the second biggest issue you had?
Is to make class B. C, I don't care about as much as class B misdemeanors have to be arrestable. So I've been a street cop for 23 years before I got elected sheriff. I've handled hundreds of trespass complaints. You know how I resolved almost every single one of them? If this person signs a complaint against you, I will have no choice but to take you to jail. I don't want to take you to jail, but I'll have no choice. You'll have to leave if they sign a complaint. Okay, I'll leave. That's how almost all of them get resolved out, by threat of arrest. Takes our biggest tool away from us. Instead, now these are all going to turn into physicality. We'll be coming back for some form of battery. That is my biggest concern.
Thank you so much for sharing that and joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Sheriff.
James Mendrick.
Thank you so much.
DuPage County Sheriff. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN, and then we're going to talk to someone who does research that hopefully one day will find a way to prevent all of us from getting Alzheimer's. That's on the way on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent, WGN.